Do you like free two-day shipping and the ability to stream movies and TV shows? Well, click the link in the description below and you can get a free month subscription to Amazon Prime. Please do that and help support the show. And that'll just, I mean, it's, I love Amazon Prime because, I mean, you get the free shipping and everything. And just, it offers more than a lot of other things.
Like Doctor Who.
Like, it does offer Doctor Who. So it's got Doctor Who on there. And there's a bunch of movies that I like on there. So go check it out and help support the show. Completely free. Go do that later after you listen to this podcast. So, yeah. On to the show.
Well, we haven't done an intro song yet. So, yeah. We need to be like... We are the five live. And I'm using it.
So, I'm Caleb.
I'm Sebastian.
I'm Richard.
And this is the Five Live. Welcome to another episode. And we've got Topo Chico. We officially got it open. I know last week we were trying to get them open with butter knives and it didn't work. But we got a hole through the top of the bottle cap, and it tasted like aluminum. I guess that's what that's made out of. So it tasted like metal. So we're trying it officially for the first time.
It's pretty good.
And I'm taking a sip. Sebastian said it's pretty good. So it's pretty good. I regret saying it was bad because it tasted like aluminum. So I just assumed that all of it tasted like aluminum. But don't assume things because you know what that makes out of you and me. So
we, our True Talk Media account actually got followed by Topo Chico.
That's because Sebastian tagged them in there.
I hooked them up.
And they liked our page. So that was pretty cool. Maybe we'll get sponsored by them. I don't know. But they're pretty good. Like, it's better than... You know, it's better than some other waters, so I like it. And, yeah, on to the next part of the show, which, what are we talking about next, Sebastian?
Well, speaking of Instagram, there's this one weird Instagram account called The Bad Advice Doggo that's followed all of our friends.
And the thing is, they make a bunch of mean comments and stuff. Well, not mean, they're kind of like mean funny. Some of them are really mean, like, but...
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe they're not mean. I don't know. But we don't know who... The real question is, who are they? We have messaged them. We have blown up their notifications with a bunch of DMs, a bunch of random memes, and we still don't know who they are. Richard, what's your viewpoint?
I mean, it's just someone looking for attention. Like that's
yeah,
what it
for
is.
Real.
It's just,
yeah,
it has to be.
And the more you talk about them, the more you message them. Like, that encourages them.
That's yeah, that's doing. Why we haven't messaged them in a while. Like, we have our theories. I invite them to church every now and then, and I don't think they've shown up yet. But
all we know.
Yeah, exactly. That's, we don't know. So, yeah. If you guys know who @the_bad_advice_doggo is, then, yeah, let us know. And if, talking about Instagram, follow our account on there, @TrueTalkMedia. That's true without the E. And through that, you can follow all of our personal accounts because we're tagged in a bunch of their pictures. So, yeah. And follow us on, or like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. All those links will be in the description. And we are now on Apple Podcasts. So you can check us out there and subscribe. It's pretty great. Or you can go through our website. It's, if you don't have like Apple or anything, just go through the website. And go through the website anyway because it's kind of cooler. You know, because you got access to a bunch of other stuff, like videos are on our website, too. Just go watch our videos. And we got blog posts, too, some devotional kind of stuff. So just go check that out.
I mean, the weirdest thing about Bad Advice Doggo is he just posted the exact same picture every time with a different caption. It's like an old meme from 2006.
Yeah. And the thing is, they have this one picture that's #ThrowbackThursday, and it's in black and white. And it's like... Grandpa Doggo or something like that. So, theory. My coworker told me recently a way that we could figure out who Bad Advice Doggo is. So, here's what we did. We screenshot the following page. Then we go to each one of the the Bad Advice Doggo was following and see like which ones match up and like that'll kind of point us in the right direction.
What do you mean? Match up with what?
Like match them up to the different, like whoever's, like let's say, let's go to mine. I gotta explain this.
What he's saying is, whoever Bad Advice Dog was would have went to their account first and then followed anyone they followed.
Yep.
But that
that's
would,
what I'm trying to say.
Would that not skew the data, considering they would have to follow themselves either first or afterwards?
Well, see, that's the thing.
And I'm pretty sure that
it's just whoever, like,
it doesn't do follow order like that.
Well, I know, but like, so it would have to be like whoever follows all of those people would obviously be the Bad Advice Doggo. It would have to be, right? Like the people it's following, unless it just went to a bunch of random accounts.
Well, what they did was they followed a lot of popular people.
Yeah.
In our general
school area. Yeah. Somebody told me they know who it is, but I'm not sure. But we're not giving it any more attention. We're moving on. So what's our topic this week, guys? Richard, what do you think?
I don't have a clue what our topic is.
He doesn't know what our topic is.
I came here.
So it's not the whole, we said we're going to do Bible characters versus comic characters, but we're saving that for when Jordan's here. Because as you can see, or hear, because you can't see us, Jordan is not here this week. And they just gave me a look. So Sebastian and Richard did. So yeah, they made me think, feel like I'm stupid. I'm not though. I'm smart. I'm just really tired. That was really loud. And now I'm going to have to cut all that out. Probably won't do it anyway. So sorry that was so loud. But what are we talking about this week, Sebastian?
Memes.
Memes. Memes. Memes.
Memes.
Memes. Memes. Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, memes are internet sensations. I'm just kidding. I'm not explaining memes to you guys. If you don't know what memes is, then I'm not sure how you know what a podcast is.
What memes are?
Grammar Caleb, Mr. Ho, I'm really smart.
I'm a senior.
I can tell.
Youths. Okay, so memes. We're going to just discuss random memes. So I'm about to Google a bunch of popular memes right now. I haven't, like, Harambe memes are pretty popular. That's, for y'all, for those of you who don't know, I'm pretty sure you would, but Harambe was the gorilla who, that kid fell into the little
Cincinnati Zoo.
Cincinnati Zoo. You want to explain this? I'm looking at memes.
Lack of parenting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was. It was a kid, he was at the Cincinnati Zoo. He was unsupervised for, I don't know how long it took. Long enough to climb over the enclosure of the gorilla exhibit and fall into it, where the gorilla, who was known as Harambe, like that was his name, everyone knew him, the Harambe in the Cincinnati Zoo, and he grabbed him and like he didn't really hurt him, but like he slung him around some in the water, and it looked pretty crazy. But then they saved the kid, and the kid was all safe, and they're like, you know what? The next logical step is just to shoot Harambe. Let's kill him. Really made no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't even try to trink him. They just
killed him. See, yeah. I mean, that's just a bad situation. And it blew up. And the Cincinnati Zoo just really, like, really got mad whenever the memes were going around. And, yeah. And then they made all the songs and stuff. And, like, it was a movement. It was crazy. Yeah. It was a huge movement. And I feel like it got a lot bigger than it needed to get. But it was like, okay, here's the deal. It was a bad thing that happened, but it also happened months ago and people are still talking about it. Here's the deal. So I feel like people are more talking about it because it's popular, not because they give a crap about the gorilla. They're talking about it because it's popular.
I mean, that's 100% right.
But a couple weeks ago, the Cincinnati Zoo was like, hey, we don't appreciate those Harambe memes, and that made it worse.
Yeah. Okay, so Hurricane Harambe. That's what the recent hurricane was called. That's what we're calling it. It wasn't actually named that, but that's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
That's the Harambe legacy.
But like you said, I mean, I don't think, like, yeah, it is just obviously people care about it because he's popular. That's the only reason. Unless you're in Cincinnati, maybe, and you knew Harambe, like you went and saw him when you were a child. But I think it's good that it became popular because, really, I mean, it just shows. It all started just lack of parenting. Like, you got to be able to watch your kid. It's one thing, like, yeah, everyone turns their back, but not long enough for your kid to climb over a gorilla enclosure. And that's just, it's ridiculous. And besides from that, and yes, it is, I mean, it's an animal. It's not like it's a human life that they took, but he was a gorilla that just did a gorilla thing. I mean, it's not like he did anything that any other gorilla, really a lot of gorillas probably would have killed him, but he didn't.
He took care of him.
Yeah, I mean, he did.
It's awesome, actually.
And then they shot him, and it's ridiculous, really.
Yeah.
And I may not have known Harambe before he died, but I feel like I really know him now.
Yeah, you know, spiritually. It's a spiritual connection.
Jacob.
RIP in peace, Harambe.
Jacob with the show is obsessed with Harambe. Like, more than we are. Like, that's all he talked about for a good while.
Oh, and actually,
good reason.
Back to the Bad Advice Doggo.
Oh, yeah.
One of his posts, he said, Harambe was just a gorilla.
Yep, and I sent it to Jacob, and he's just like, we have got to figure out who this is. Let me look at his exact response to my me sending it to him. Okay, looking it up. Here we go, guys.
And while he does that, we can just sit here awkwardly in silence.
Exactly. Sitting in silence.
What do you think Topo means? What does Topo mean?
I don't know.
Chico's boy.
Oh, his response was, who is it? And they disrespected Harambe, mad emoji face. And it's the updated iOS 10 emoji, because we have iOS 10 now. Me, at least. I don't know about the other people. And what's your viewpoint on iOS 10? We're going off topic, but that's okay.
Well,
I'm talking to Sebastian here.
I'm a
he's got a
Samsung consumer.
Richard has got Samsung.
And I can tell you that they are far superior. I mean, the processing system's faster. You have freedom. I mean, you can do more stuff. You're not caught within the monopoly of Apple.
See, the thing with Apple is they're removing the headphone jack for no good reason. Like, the only reason they're doing it is like, hey, we're Apple, and we're going to do what we want to, and we're going to make life bad for you because we know that you're still going to buy our phones anyway.
Well, it's because they're doing the wireless.
Yeah,
because
they want a monopoly
on
headphones.
I do agree they are the future. They're,
but they can make wireless headphones and not just take away the headphone jack to be able to use normal ones.
See, the headphone
monopoly
jack,
thing. They're just,
the headphone
they
jack is in there. You just got to drill a hole in it, which is just too much to do.
Off topic, Topo means a mole. A mole is in a spy. In Spain, it's a polka dot clothing pattern, and in Latin America, it's a pin. So that's probably
boy.
That might be wrong,
yeah,
but
really.
It might be boy mole.
Look,
if you're a
or mole boy,
if you're a,
can,
a
I just
Spanish speaking listener, please be sure to tell us how wrong we are.
I mean,
this is going to be an argument for Apple. So here we go, Siri. What does Topo Chico mean?
Surrey?
Okay. Surrey, what does Topo Chico mean?
Say that again.
I think he did on purpose, but I'm not sure.
Topo is an informal term. It means a topographic map.
I don't think
and that was terrible that. For... Okay.
In Spanish.
Yeah.
Nope.
My Siri is British. Hey, Siri.
Good job.
I'm listening.
Is that the doctor?
It is the doctor.
Okay, yeah. So, for those of you who have not obviously figured out, we are just winging this week. We're going to call this our, just, we're going to talk about random topics episode because Jordan was supposed to be here, but he had to babysit. So, and he wanted to do the comic book versus Bible heroes. So, yeah, we're just going to go with random stuff that we want to talk about.
He's sitting on babies? What kind of sicko?
Sicko, man. So, yeah, we're just going to talk about life, pretty much. Just what's going on in 2016, which is memes and iOS 10 and Harambe.
Is the year of the meme. Like,
yeah, for
it really
real.
Is. More it, memes have blown up this year, like quit dabbing bro. Squidward. Arthur memes.
Yeah, the Arthur memes was...
Primal SpongeBob, Dat Boy.
No, the... Which, okay, back to the Arthur memes. The creator of Arthur was so mad about that. He's like, you have ruined Arthur.
And when he said you, he was referring to black people. It
yeah.
was actually a racist comment.
Yeah, it really was a racist comment. But I'm not going to make an opinion on that because I don't want to offend the Arthur people or black people. So, here's the deal.
Neither
Arthur memes...
Listen to this.
Okay, Arthur creator, you were racist. Black people, you didn't necessarily make the meme. I don't know who made the meme, but there was an account that made it go pretty... Yeah. Okay, it got popular pretty fast, and they were pretty funny, but most of them were very inappropriate. But there were some Christian ones that I follow. I follow some Christian meme accounts, and they made some stuff with it, and it was pretty funny. Yep, I lost my train of thought, and Sebastian has gladly pointed it out to me with a lot of hand gestures. And yeah, thank you, Sebastian.
So, back to iOS. The main reason I decided to stick with an iPhone is because I had a lot of music on my iPod before I even got a phone. And I think while I could re-download all the stuff onto an Android, it's just easier to keep track of it off of iTunes because it's on my computer already. It's on my phone already. It's just, that's mostly what I'm into a phone for is my music.
Yeah, same. even though, like, all my phone, like, I listen to all my music online. Like, I don't ever download music because I have zero space on my phone. That's, I don't know, I doubt that would be different on Android because I just get the lowest possible, like, gig count on my phone. So that's why I never have.
But like, Androids allow you to put in micro SD cards.
Yes. You can add extra space.
Yeah. You know what doesn't allow you to put in micro SD cards? Apple products.
You know what doesn't have Siri?
You can get Siri type apps. It's not called Siri, but it's the same thing on Android.
Isn't like OK Google?
Yeah, you can use OK Google.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. This is what we're doing. I'm Siri. I want to talk to you.
Why do you call it Siri?
It's Siri. Siri.
Siri, what is 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
Yeah, I knew it was going to do that, but I do have friends, Siri.
Of course you do, Mr. Movie Director. You are delightful.
Thanks.
Mr. Movie Director?
Wow. Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to act like there's one, like Android doesn't have anything good about it, but
yeah.
You know, you can't act like Apple doesn't have anything good about it either.
It does. I don't like the idea of being trapped in that monopoly, which is really what they do.
It's gotten a lot worse than it used to.
Now with the headphones, I mean, everything about them. Like,
I got my phone plugged up here. Like, I want to just, like, I've got it heat shrink wrapped. To keep it working because it broke like in the first month.
Yeah, I mean really, and with Android, any charger you have, you can get any phone, many different phones, but they're all going to use the same charger. I mean, and stuff like that. Now, I mean, that's not the only thing, but they're universal. You can do more to a micro SD card. You can take the back off of the phone if you ever need to.
Exactly.
The Apple traps you. They're just there to make different money. And the thing with Android is that it's not one company. You have different ones competing, and that's what keeps it driving forward.
Yeah. Which is pretty, like, I've got an Android tablet, and I kind of liked it, but the thing was, it was like certain apps are exclusively on Apple. Like, it's not a lot of them, but there are some. And also, like, Apple Podcast, which is what this is, that app, I don't even know if there's an Android version of that.
Well, a lot of Apple apps are on the Android Google Play market, though.
Yeah.
How about
Apple Music? That's what I use most.
The Samsung Galaxy S's that have been exploding.
Those are the new ones. I mean, mine hasn't exploded. I don't have a new one.
That's why.
But, I mean, anything can have a defect.
Like,
I mean,
Samsung had to put out, like, a statement saying, please do not buy our phones for the time being. And if you have them, please return them.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's pretty hilarious.
I mean, that's a recall.
I mean, yeah. But that's one company. It's not like, and it's one specific phone, too. It's not like it's all Samsung phones. You have a lot more products. Think about in iPhones, how many products do you have? You have the iPhone, I guess you could start with the original through what now, 7? Do they have 7?
Yeah.
Well, there's
and then there's the S and Plus.
S and the 6S.
But still, it doesn't even compare to not only the number of Samsung phones, but then you have Samsung, you have the other, you have Android like brands, Optimo, something like that. There's one with an O. There's all kinds of different brands. There's way more products. It's more likely for you to have some kind of defects in many of them.
The Apple and Android debate is a lot like the Xbox or PlayStation debate. People just do the console war or the phone war, whatever you want to call it, just because they
there's
feel
upsides
like they need to be on the better side, but there isn't.
Uncharted is on PS4 and so is Infamous.
Yeah, but
then you also have Halo. Halo's not on PS4.
And Xbox Live is a lot more reliable than PSN.
Yeah, talking about that, I got kicked off of PSN the other day. And it was like, we are down for, like, they're fixing it or something. And it's like, this is the only time I had to play because I'm busy with, like, college and everything. And work in high school because I'm dual enrolled. So's Richard. He knows the struggle. And it, that was pretty, I wanted to cry a bit because I wanted to just do nothing and play online, and I ended up going back and playing my original Xbox. So if that tells you anything,
PlayStation has about double the sales of the Xbox One.
Yeah,
but they're coming out with their, like, you know, 1.5 versions of their consoles. So the Xbox has the Xbox Slim, and now the PlayStation has the PlayStation 4 Pro. And Sony has been their PlayStation 4 Pro is a lot weaker than the Xbox Slim.
Yeah.
And the upcoming Xbox Scorpio next year is going to be even more powerful than that. So, And Xbox, as of right now, is the only console that allows mods from like games like Fallout. So it's really, I think Xbox might start to overtake Sony.
So how do these compare to the Sega Genesis? We need to be worried about the Sega Genesis. Yeah. That's the big console, right?
Well, I doubt the people who are listening to this even know the difference between a PlayStation and Xbox, much less what a Sega Genesis is.
So a Sega Genesis is pretty much like, it's one of the old systems. It's, yeah, back in the day, you had the Sega Genesis and the Super Nintendo and the NES and everything.
Super Nintendo was clearly superior.
Yeah, Super Nintendo was. Not, like, Sega Genesis had its good games, but, yeah.
It had Sonic.
It had Sonic. We need a good Sonic game again. I'm going, like, completely off topic here, but Sonic was my junk back in the day.
I didn't really have a topic.
Yeah, thanks for correcting me, Sebastian.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, okay. So, Sonic. Sonic should come back. We should have, like, an Xbox and
Sonic
PS4
never
game.
Left. It just sucks.
It left. It needs to leave and come back and be better and stronger. Kind of like how Batman Returns in that, Dark Knight Returns. It needs to be just like that, but better.
Oh, speaking of Batman.
Yeah.
You know, some of you listening might like Batman v Superman, and that's fine. That's your opinion.
Here we go.
But it's wrong, because Batman v Superman is some hot garbage.
It wasn't that bad. Rewatched it the other day. The thing is, it was the director's fault, because he was going for his viewpoint instead of the comic look. If you want to talk about that, then Christopher Nolan's universe was technically messed up.
It doesn't have to follow the comic universe to be a good movie.
See, I think that's where you're looking at, though. That's why you were so mad, is you were expecting a comic book movie.
Well, if I was expecting a comic book movie, it wasn't like Civil War either, because it was nothing like it was in the comics. But it was still a good movie, because they know what they're doing. They know how to write characters.
But they're also using a formula.
The formula works.
But it's the same movie over and over again. I love Marvel movies, but I feel like I'm seeing the same movie over and over again. And I feel like I need something different. Doctor Strange might be different. I haven't seen it yet. I'm pretty ready for that. Have yet to see Captain America Civil War.
Well,
getting it soon.
If you haven't noticed, there's a different feel to every Marvel movie. It's a different type of movie. Like,
well, yeah. A little
Winter
bit
Soldier
of a different
one. Winter Soldier was an espionage movie. And it was more about having to fight your best friend.
You also had Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3 wasn't that bad.
Iron Man 2. I liked parts of Iron Man 3.
Well, Iron Man 2 is one of the weakest Marvel movies.
Look at it this way. So, just picture, okay, Batman versus Superman and Suicide Squad are just DC's Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3. They have their good moments, but they're going to blow us away with Justice League. We got to keep thinking that, guys. Maybe we'll have a Justice League movie finally. I have been officially waiting for this for years. Years. I've been always wanting a Justice League movie. Please make this good, DC. I know you're listening. I know you are listening. So, please make us a good Justice League movie.
Or just sell DC to Marvel.
No, sell DC to Disney. Disney needs to just take over everything, because they're good at what they do. Just saying. Because DC fixed Star Wars. DC fixed Marvel. Just saying.
Marvel didn't really need fixing.
Daredevil 2003.
Yes, but
Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
Iron Man 1, Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, and Captain America weren't
original
made by
Hulk.
Disney.
Original Hulk.
Yeah, but those weren't made. But those five, the first five movies of the cinematic universe weren't made by Disney.
They
were made by Paramount in association with Disney, but Disney didn't produce them quite.
They were still associated with Disney. Like they got their hands in the pot and were trying to, you know, stir some things up, and then they fixed it. Yeah, but I have no idea what they're doing, but they keep looking at their phones and each other, and I feel like they're talking about me. What are you guys doing?
You're talking about how much we hate you?
Okay, so I've currently got Sebastian's phone, and he was looking at Instagram.
Yep.
So, yeah, I feel bad for taking his phone.
Richard was looking at.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't know what else to talk about, so I'm going to let them take over for now, and I'm going to look at Instagram. Richard would like something.
Yeah,
like
Richard, what would you like to talk about right now?
Man, I'm not a topic chooser. I'm a topic inputter. Once the topic has been chosen, I can put in some very decent input. But
what's your input on the Marvel Cinematic Universe versus the DC Cinematic Universe?
I have not seen enough DC movies, especially not recently, to give you a very educated opinion at all. My opinion, it wouldn't be valid. I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I love it. It is awesome.
What do you think about the scene in spoilers when Ant-Man goes into Giant Man in Civil War?
I'm glad I already know about that.
Because that made that movie for me. Yeah. That and Spider-Man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was great. Like I'm saying, everything. I love everything about Marvel. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say anything bad about DC. I haven't seen Batman versus Superman. I've only seen parts of Suicide Squad. But I don't know.
Suicide Squad?
I can't give you a very good opinion on it. It would be unfair.
I like the Christopher Nolan universe for parts of it. I did not, I hate to say it, but The Dark Knight was very overrated. Just the storyline of it. If you go back and watch that movie, it does not hold up. Heath Ledger's performance was amazing, and that really made that movie. But I feel like those movies, and along with Iron Man, doesn't hold up that much. If you compare it to the new Marvel movies, and Incredible Hulk was never that good. I just want to throw that out there. So I feel like both of these companies have their ups and downs. You also have Gotham and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Both not great shows. I mean, they're okay.
You see the thing.
I feel like Gotham is a bit worse, just because. But that's the television network's problem.
I think the first Iron Man movie holds up really well because it's the beginning.
I do like the first. I'll say it. I just comparing it to the new ones, it's just a little bit different. Well, I love the first Iron Man, but that's I feel biased on that.
You have to start somewhere to build your universe.
Yeah,
the only reason the new ones are just as good is because they've had since Iron Man to build up their story.
Yeah, you're right.
I really liked the Dark Knight movies. I liked all of them.
Yeah, I like Batman Begins was my favorite. And I don't know, I think it was because I watched it. So, story time, guys. So, I watched that at the Big Mo, when it came out. And before that, I'd watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And it was so disappointing. And that wasn't disappointing. So, it's pretty great.
Well, my personal opinion is I didn't like the Nolan Batman movies.
There were I didn't like the take on it. I loved Ben Affleck's Batman. I love that incarnation of the Batman. I don't like that he kills people. That's terrible. That's against his character a bit, even though he does have his moments in the DC comic book universe where he kills people. But yeah, that's not how Batman is. He has that rule. I don't know why he has that rule, but he does. Don't kill people, guys.
I think the real reason I don't really like the Nolan movies is because I'm the kind of guy that, if you're going to base a movie off a comic, the most important thing are the characters, because they're the ones that you've been building for the years. And I think the performance as the Joker was good. I just don't enjoy
it. He wasn't developed.
I don't enjoy the take on the Joker.
Yeah.
Jack
Nicholson will always be Joker for me. I hate to say it because he's... You know, I feel like everybody, Heath Ledger, died after that. For those of you who don't know, he killed himself from that role. And I feel like it was good for the Christopher Nolan universe. But Jack Nicholson's performance was the Joker for me. Because he was not only insane, he was also a gangster. And that was actually a pretty cool take. And he was also funny. Heath Ledger wasn't funny that much. He was kind of, he had that pencil thing that was just weird.
The Joker is supposed to
and violent, and I
don't
like
that. To have a good time.
Yeah. He just seemed like he was having a bad time. And that's, okay, I'm going to butcher his last name. Is it Jared Leto or Leto? Leto.
It's Leto.
Leto, okay, making sure. You've seen Suicide Squad. How do you think of his performance?
I mean, it definitely, he only has 15 minutes of screen time, so regardless, anyone's opinion isn't based on too much. But
they have recorded a lot more of him.
I mean,
maybe we'll get a Joker cut. Sorry for interrupting you, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
I don't think it was terrible, but it definitely wasn't the best Joker out there.
Well, weren't given enough time to judge him.
I think had he been given his own movie, then I could really base my opinion on it, whether I like him or not. I'm kind of in a weird middle ground on him. Because there are some times I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And there are other times I'm like, nah, I don't like that.
Yeah, Richard just popped his knuckles, by the way. Mark Hamill will always be the Joker for me. Just talking about that. Mark Hamill is such a good Joker. He is the Joker voice.
Well, voice Heath acting Ledger. And actually acting is two different
things. Well, yeah, because he plays the trickster in the Flash series, and I actually enjoyed him in that. So here's what we do. We buy out DC, and we make our own... The three of us. We got about $40 in between all of us.
I'll be Aquaman.
Yeah, and then we'll cast Mark Hamill in the Batman Beyond universe. We'll get Michael Keaton back as Bruce Wayne and him playing old Batman. And then who do we cast as Terry? Because in the original TV show, his name was Terry, and Joe he was Jonas. The new Batman. Who?
Joe Jonas. Drake Bell.
Drake Bell? Yeah, I don't know how they act, but...
Well, Drake Bell is from Drake and Josh.
Well, I know that. I'm talking about how they act now. Shia LaBeouf. I'm just kidding. But yeah, that would be an amazing movie, because that TV show was my childhood. Batman Beyond movie with Bruce Wayne being Michael Keaton. Have him reprise his role as Batman. He wouldn't have to actually get into shape, because he's gotten old, but we would have, in this movie, here's what we're going to have. You're kind of going to have Joker break out of Arkham Asylum, because he's going to be there for years, right? And then what do we do next? Bruce Wayne finds out about it, and he tries putting on the suit, and he tries fighting this whole army that Joker has just been planning for years. He's got this whole army, and you have it where they fight each other, and Batman loses miserably, and he's like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. So he's going to run into Terry, played by Joe Jonas or Drake Bell. And then you're like, hey, you want to be Batman? I'm just kidding. I think he could break into the Batcave. I think that's what he does in Batman Beyond. So you have him break into the Batcave and like, he wants to become Batman and Bruce Wayne isn't going to let him. But he's going to do it anyway. He's going to steal a suit and he's going to be able to fly just like the Batman Beyond universe.
I'm going to go a little off topic, but I'm going to talk about something that is really true to my heart.
We're so off topic today.
Stop romanticizing Joker and Harley Quinn's relationship.
Yes, please.
I think all three of us can agree that it is not relationship goals whatsoever, because the Suicide Squad does a bad portrayal of it, but if you did your research, you would know that the Joker and Harley Quinn is a very abusive relationship.
Very abusive.
I feel like society today, though, almost glamorizes those types of relationships, though. Even if they did realize that it was somewhat abusive, it's the they glamorize the wrong type of things. Like, a lot of people they're like, that's the kind of relationship I want. They get into those kind of relationships, and they're so popular these days, people don't see them for what they are.
Exactly.
I had someone tell me that. I don't think it's abusive. I think it's mad love. And I'm
like, no, it isn't. Okay, Harley Quinn has got Stockholm Syndrome. I think that's what it's called, Stockholm Syndrome.
It's Stockholm. It's a weird sense of Stockholm and Florence Nightingale.
Yeah.
She fell in love with her patient and then she became mentally imprisoned, and that's where she has Stockholm Syndrome.
Exactly. And yeah, Richard has got up and he's cracking his back. But for 2016, since we're going back to 2016, Batman Beyond movie's coming out 2019. We're going to do it in 3 years. We got this, guys.
So we're going to cancel the entire DC Cinematic Universe and buy DC within 3 years.
We got this. I just gave him a high five. You couldn't hear it. And now he's cracking his fingers. Back to Harley Quinn and Joker. I feel like a lot of relationships are just not good these days. Like, you also have I don't know. I feel like it's just gotten worse and worse. The world has. So when is Jesus coming back? We'll talk about that next week on The Five Live. I'm just kidding. We're not talking about that.
When Batman Beyond the movie comes out.
Jesus comes back the day after the release of it. So see it the day of. But no. 2016, relationships have kind of gotten bad. Just, everybody's like, I feel like they just romanticize everything now. It's like, everything's out of proportion. And I feel like, I don't know, relationships are terrible. Like, you don't talk anymore. You just Snapchat and you just text each other. And we're losing... I don't know. I feel like people don't know how to talk to each other anymore. And I feel like that's especially bad in relationships. Like, not all relationships are like that. Like, boyfriend-girlfriend is what I mean by relationships right now. And, yeah. Get off your phone and go talk to somebody. Go on a picnic.
I know. I feel like it's all... In my eyes, it's a religious thing. I mean, obviously, that's what we're talking about. But, I mean, society in general has just become so separated from God. And the secularism, like, because of that, relationships have become so secular to where the main, like, people think the goal of a relationship is for you to be happy, for your relationship to be happy with your spouse, but it's not. That's a result of a relationship. Yeah. That's not a goal. You strive for a godly relationship, and then happiness should be a result. If you don't put that first, if you put yourself first or anything else first, it's not a healthy, godly relationship.
See, the thing, the Bible talks about loving your spouse. Like, you have to learn to love your spouse.
Yeah.
Like, it starts with you, like, I mean, you obviously love them, but there's going to be days where you're going to be like, you're annoying the crap out of me.
If you date somebody, you shouldn't expect to marry them, but you do it to see if you should marry them.
Yeah, that's exactly.
What it's about. So you shouldn't like date a person and be like, oh, I'm going to marry him. This is why I'm dating him. So obviously I want to marry him. You've got to be able to, you know, see what it's like first before you expect anything out of that. And then if it goes in that direction, then.
But
why are you dating if you don't want marriage?
I was about to say, just on the other side of that, that's the whole point of dating. Like, I get what you're saying.
I'm saying just
but if you can't see yourself in any situation marrying them, don't date them. Like, if it's not a lifelong, if it can't even turn into a lifelong thing, if you see no possibility of it, it's pointless. Don't do it. That is not. It's something just for yourself.
The only thing about a lifelong thing is you only see a part of a person. You don't see their full selves until they allow you to see their full selves. And a lot of times
that's why you have to, most people date for a good couple years, because you're going to get them in different emotions. You're going to see them angry. You're going to see them sad. You're going to see them happy and energetic. And yeah, that's really why we date. But thing is, the Bible doesn't say anything about dating. It really doesn't. It talks about marriage, and that's about it. So yeah, so I there's a lot of books on this, and we might do an article on it on truthtalkmedia.com, just talking about relationships, or we might do a full podcast, because I feel like we could get a full podcast out of this, but just our opinions. But continuing on, I feel like today too many people are trying to, like, I feel like we're just, they're becoming mentally married to each other before they, like, while they're dating, which is also a bad thing. Like, people live together before they're married, and I disagree with that just because of Christianity and everything. And the big kicker, yep, if you're immature, you're probably going to laugh. Sex. People are having sex. That's exactly why I said that, because I knew Sebastian was going to laugh, because he's immature and inappropriate. And yep. But having sex before marriage is, you're creating a flesh. You're becoming one flesh. And then when you inevitably break up, because you likely will, you are breaking that flesh apart, and it hurts. That's the reason you stay pure. Not because God is trying to make you like, oh, your relationship isn't going to last as long because you're not having sex. No, it likely will last longer. Like, the most people, like, there's statistics that say that people who wait until they have sex after marriage, they enjoy it more. Don't know how that's calculated, but apparently it is. Like, they regret having sex before marriage. So don't do it. If you haven't done it, don't do it.
If you have done it, don't do it. I mean, that's not
exactly.
It's not like you do it once, your life is over.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always.
I'm just saying, for those people out there that haven't, don't do it. It's not worth it. And I feel like waiting until marriage is just better. Like, we're not talking about this just to preach it, y'all, because I don't want to do that, because that's not what this podcast is about. It's just us talking about the world. And this is a serious issue. That's why we're talking about it. But don't think that we're just doing this just to be religious. We're doing it because we know, like,
we're doing it because we care about you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm trying to say.
Because we care so much about you, the viewer.
How many subscribers do we have?
Zero. I'm just kidding. I think we have one subscriber, because we just started last week.
Is it you?
But also on Instagram.
Followers and stuff? I have no idea. I know we have 125 subscribers on YouTube, so go subscribe on YouTube.
We care about all 125 of you.
Yeah,
but no more. If you're not here yet, you're late.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
If you're listening to this a week, a day, an hour later than when it's posted, we do not care about you.
We do.
Subscribed
we do.
Already.
We
you're
love
not
you
the
so
core
much.
Group. You don't matter.
No, you're just not in that statistic that we're talking about. But yeah, we talked about it.
Why did you put this on an Instagram story? No one uses those.
I know. I don't
want to be the person that uses an Instagram story. I'm deleting this.
I posted a picture on an Instagram.
Six people
Sebastian's
have seen it already.
Instagram story. And he's super mad about it. It was just a selfie of me and Richard, and it said podcasting or something like that.
I'm going to have to post an apology on my story about using the Instagram stories.
Are you going to put it on your Snapchat?
Do I look good in it? Show me it. Oh, okay. Darn.
We're also...
What if six people saw a bad picture of me, though?
Let's talk about social media for a second. Okay. Social media romanticizes life.
Like MySpace?
Not MySpace. Dude, nobody uses MySpace.
Follow www.myspace.com/truetalkmedia for...
We're not on MySpace.
For exclusive content coming only to you MySpace users.
We're not on MySpace. Yet. But continuing to my point as I was rudely interrupted, people get like...
MySpace.com.
People get super like upset because they see people having fun and stuff on Instagram. And I feel like we're just romanticizing life. Like, those... To get that picture on Instagram, you had to take 100 pictures to get that smile just right. And you also had to be right in the moment. Like, not everybody's having fun 24/7, so don't think that they are. So, yeah, that was just my 2 cents about that. And Richard just left the room to open a bag of goldfish.
You can't prove it in a court of law. I've been here the whole time, and you don't know anything different.
I'm just going to grab a goldfish out of the bag. Delicious.
By the way, we're going to call this just randomness with True Talk Media. Like, don't expect... If you're still listening...
Why would you do that?
Well, there went the Topo Chico. Once again, Topo Chico.
I just spilled the...
That was not an accident. You deliberately reached around the mic and knocked over the glass.
Topo Chico, mineral water, good for you and your family. And Topo Chico.
It's all over.
Like, but
Richard, if you had to choose a beverage to be all over you, would it be Topo Chico?
Probably not. Probably water, because, you know, I mean, normal water.
If it could be water.
If you're still listening to this, thank you. We're going to have a more serious topic next week, but we just wanted to just record us just talking about random stuff.
I don't know if I can handle a serious topic. As I walk across the room, now I'm on this side.
Yeah, that's me chewing into the mic. Sorry. To all of you guys out there, we want your opinion on something. Would you like to see True Talk Media t-shirts? So, we talked about it before, and it would be kind of expensive. That would be $15, roughly, and we'd have to sell at least 50 of them. So, if you're listening to this, would you like to see t-shirts? We've got designs, we've got the new logo and the old logo. And the old logo is, of course, the TV. It just has True Talk Media in it. And the new one is like a... Yeah, that's Richard cleaning the water up. The new one is like a box. The new one is a box that has TTM in it. And I think we released it. And then we changed it back to the old one because we weren't prepared to release it. But we'll put it on Instagram very soon. So be on the lookout for that. Back to my point. Do you want t-shirts? And if so, how would you like them to look?
If we need to sell 50... out of 125 people. Well, that's a pretty big percentage. That's,
and the people who haven't subscribed, who still watch.
Two-fifths of our fan base that would have to buy it.
Yep. So, yeah. This is probably going to be a thing.
If we have 50 people, comment us on social media saying, hey, I'd buy a t-shirt, we'll do it.
Yep, we will.
But if we get 49, we won't do it. If we get 51, we won't do it. 50 exactly.
We'll do it if it's 49.
No, we won't.
We'll do it if it's 49.
We will not. We need 50.
He's still cleaning up the water here. I haven't eaten much today. That's why we're eating right now.
I kind of got a Burger King.
Yeah.
Richard, when you go to Walmart, when you go to Burger King?
Buckets. What?
We're going to Burger King when we go to Walmart?
Yeah.
Sponsored by Burger King.
No, we're not sponsored by Burger King. But, yeah. So.
Speaking of going to Walmart.
I left my oven on. Yeah.
That's it for this week, folks.
You did leave the oven on.
That's it for this week, folks. That's it for this week, folks. Come back and join us next time on The 5 Live.